basically, it's an excellent city for artists. Culture is very visible everywhere. There's good audiences, and the pace of life is conducive to art making and art appreciation. And I think in Prague, actually like in the rest of the Western world, there is a renaissance in dance. I think there's a renewed interest in it, and that is very, very visible here because it's a microcosm, this city. Of course, the developments in the field are less advanced than they are in the West. And I've come across some fundamentally different understandings of the medium here, which has been quite interesting. So there's been complications, but it's basically a very exciting time to be involved in dance here.
The Duncan Centre, and there's the Ponets Theatre. There aren't many venues for dancers or for modern or contemporary dancers to actually practice in or perform in. Do you find that that is one of the difficulties many dancers face here?
Definitely. There's not a lot of venues, but there are a lot of venues which, although not designed for contemporary dance, are open to it. It's wonderful that Ponets has been opened. That's a real gift to the city, as far as I can see. But Duncan has a small theatre. There are other commercial theatres in the city which will welcome dance productions. My own work is being shown at another multi-arts venue. There are magazines starting. You know, the whole culture is blossoming.
Do people want to see it? Do they even know what it is?
I think the audience in Prague is very clued in. They may not know all of the ins and outs of the history and the development and where it's all come from, but I think they do understand what they see. I think there's a very rich culture here, a rich knowledge in visual performance, puppetry, film, animation. People understand the moving arts, and dance is one of those.
Would you say that Czech modern dance differs from British?
Of course, when I arrived, I encountered differences. They became very obvious to me when I first started working here and working with students and artists based here. The first thing which struck me, the most obvious stereotypical difference, is that Czech work or Central European work is more theatrical than British work. We work on a more abstract level. We are more movement body-based. And here they are more narrative, symbolism, ideas-based. That's the basic divide. And I suppose in one way I see my role here to bring this other understanding to the students I'm working with and to the audiences here.
Has it been difficult?
It is difficult, yes. At first, when I first arrived, I think the students simply didn't believe me. You know, they were like, I'm saying, no, there is this whole other way of looking at this subject. And I think they simply didn't believe me. That didn't last long. It's not like that now in my experience at all. I'm experiencing now at Hamu a wonderful openness and fascination and desire to swallow this knowledge. Also, a lot of the work which is being shown here in the festivals, foreign artists are being invited to show their work, is in this approach, is in this style. So the audiences are getting very close to it. But as I say, they have their own background, which helps them to understand it, maybe in a way better than the British audiences.
All right, tell me something about your project, the project that we're going to be able to see in November.
It's called Svetlík, which means skylight. It's an abstract work involving two dancers, two Prague-based dancers. I'm not dancing myself in this project. And they are both classically trained and experienced performers, which is a new experience for me to work with classical dancers, and very interesting. We are combining two rich languages, rich areas of knowledge. And the work, as I say, is abstract. It explores a sensual relationship with the world, an experience of space, of light, of relationships through the senses, through sight, through touch, through an awareness of bodies or spaces around oneself. It's a very delicate work involving basically bodies, light, and film. There is a very simple film of shadows in the space.